It's all about jumping through hoops, though, right? Like, everything's about, like, jumping through hoops, fill this form out, you know, get this all set up, and, like, it's kind of like a screening process in and of itself. Like, to make people, you know, actually, it's funny, I remember when I was in elementary school, they used to say that when you grow up, employers, like, the number one thing they're going to look for is for people who can follow directions.
Mm.
And I think they were right. You know, it's just like, all they want you to do is follow directions, because it's like, they don't want to have to think. I mean, like, when you ask them to do something, you just want them to do that thing.
Right.
You know, you don't want them to come back with something that was a little different.
Excuse me, I don't feel comfortable giving my social security number to this company that is clearly
it's like,
weird.
Damn it, why can't you just do that? Like, I've got like 20 people I've got to deal with. And this like loser out in San Francisco can't deal with my
security
company.
You haven't had a job in 4 months. And you're telling me you don't want to put your social security in the
Look,
computer?
Here's the hoop. Jump. All right, buddy. I tell you to dig a hole, you dig it. All right. Here's $5.75, all right? You have an hour. Let's go.
Yeah, I probably pissed him off a number of
times.
No,
I mean,
honest, I feel like they've kind of pissed me off with their stupid hoops. It's like, I'm not even getting paid yet, and our heads are butting.
Right.
This makes me sound like a terrible employee. I'm not a terrible employee. I'd say I'm good. But
I will keep some under consideration next time I recommend you.
Here's what you put. Just don't give him a lot of busy work to do before you start paying him.
Not willing to jump through hoops.
I will jump through hoops once you're paying me.
Okay, okay.
But not beforehand.
Only if it's on the clock.
Yeah, really. This hoop is useless. If your hoop has some purpose to it, you know, then fine. But otherwise, no.
Boop!
What do you got, Sachin?
Well, I was, I read this article just recently in the New Yorker. I know.
Uh-huh.
I read the New Yorker.
Yeah, wow, you must be hip.
I know. Well, no, it's kind of like...
Is New Yorker not hip?
It's hip. It's kind of like the cool, geeky, cool hip. You know, like, the thing people who are, like, in their 30s read on businessmen and stuff like that. Like, what it's got, like, fiction in it, you know, and, like, it's got, like, reviews that are kind of cerebral, and they use really big words.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Deleterious.
Yes, yes, yes. And they have this really interesting editorial style where it's kind of like an old school style where, like, if it's a word that has, I'm not really sure what the rule is, but if it's a word like cooperation, they'll put an umlaut over the second O in cooperation. So C-O-E-peration.
Interesting.
It's got very interesting, like, style. It's kind of like the New York Times where, like, or I think the Wall Street Journal where they refer to everybody as, like, Mr.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, instead of, like, you know, Charles Dietrich, like, did this or whatever, and then, like, later on, it's like, they just refer to you as Dietrich.
Right, right.
But it'd be like, Mr. Dietrich refused to fill out the form.
Yeah.
Subsequently, you know, like, the company, you know, whatever, called Mr. Dietrich. So it's like that kind of, they don't use that, they don't do that, but they do kind of other stuff. And they have, like, fiction and umlauts and poetry and stuff. But anyway, I read this article, and it was by this guy, Malcolm Gladwell. Do you know who he is?
I've heard that name, but I don't know.
He wrote a couple books. One was called Blink, and then I think the one before that was called The Tipping Point. And it's all about, it's like all these really interesting observations about the way the world works.
Okay.
If you were to generalize basically his genre.
Okay.
And The Tipping Point is about how, it's about a couple different things, but it's about, one of them is about how trends catch on.
Okay.
You know, and like the different kinds of people there are in the world. Like there's people who are like ravens. And you know, I don't know about you, but when you get like a paycheck from your employer, I just like, I get it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I put it like straight into the bin. Into the bin, like the recycle shredder bin. But like, I don't even look at it.
You shred your paycheck?
I mean, it's direct deposit.
Oh, okay. The stub. You're talking about the stub.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't even see my paycheck.
Right, okay.
It just goes somewhere, right?
I'm
and
like,
when it goes...
You should deposit that in the bank, Sachin.
Well, you should know how much I make. But, yeah, like, I get that stuff. I'm like, yeah, that looks good. It's blue. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? And then I go online. I check my bank account. Yeah, there's some money there. That sounds good. You know, it's probably fine, right? There's some money in my 401k. Yeah, that's about right. That's fine, you know? But, and I think there's probably, for every person like me, there's probably 100 other people just like me. But for every 100 people, there's this one guy who checks every penny and makes sure every dollar is coming to him. You know, and make sure that they do. If you put 15% in your 401k, that win one exchange is exactly 15% that goes in your 401k, you know? So those guys are like ravens. And it's like the world is filled with ravens and followers and people who are like, you know, who are popular and not popular, and they like make movements. And so he's like kind of figured these things out. And it's like really interesting the way he describes it. One example is how television caught on. Apparently television wasn't catching on very well way back in the day. And it just like, they televised a boxing match, and this one guy went and got all these bars to televise the show. And that, like, made it, kind of helped catch it, help it spur, and, like, you know, the point was tipped. And people started catching on television, you know, because everybody before that was, like, all radio. Oh, why do I need pictures? What are these crazy pictures, you know? And it just kind of, that was a tipping point when that event happened. So anyway, that was a long introduction, but the point is he wrote an article in The New Yorker, and it was called something, I don't know, but it was about David versus Goliath.
Okay.
You know the story, right? Basically, Goliath, this big guy, David, the small guy, David beats Goliath.
With a sling.
With a sling and a stone.
Yeah.
And so the idea behind it was, how did that happen? And in the present day, like, how often does that happen? You know, and like, it was interesting because basically his point was, you know, there's all these big Goliaths everywhere. Everywhere in your life is a Goliath, right? And they were trying to like, they're trying to beat you down, you know, or like your competition in business or the competition on the playing field or your competition anywhere, you know? And it's like these Goliaths, every once in a while, they'll be taken down by smaller competitors, you know? And right, it's like, how do these guys do this, you know? And it's because basically the Davids, they don't play by the rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like they gave an example.
Because Goliath had a sword.
Right.
David had a sling. He's like, you don't even need to come close. I can kill you.
Well, the rule, I mean, generally, like, probably Goliath expected, like, the guy to come out with a sword, you know, and play by the rules of, like, here's a sword, like, we're going to, like, duel for a little bit, and then I'll kill you, right? But David's like, no, I don't know how to do that, so why would I even bother doing that?
Word.
You know, so there's a story about this guy who was coaching his little girl's basketball team. And do you know, are you familiar with the full court press?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically this guy taught his girls to play full court press the entire game.
Oh, wow.
Which to me is just offensive. Right? Because and that's the thing, right? They were saying, well, those are the rules of the game. He looked at the game because he was like, he was kind of like an immigrant and he didn't really know basketball from like growing up.
Yeah.
He just kind of learned it.
He was an outside the box thing.
Kind of outside the box, right? And he's like, well, you have this entire playing field of, like, I think it was, like, 98 feet. Why would you only defend, you know, 49 feet of it? You know, why give up a half of the field, right? Why only defend once they cross that line? Why not just press them the entire time? And so he did that. Mm-hmm. He taught his girls to really do that. And, like, you know, you have to be really in shape to do that the entire game. And then they won. Like, they went to the national championships or something like that. They didn't necessarily win, but they went to that tournament.
Right, right.
You know, and it's like, these are girls who were just average talent. Not really that great. I mean, not bad, but, you know.
But the strategy worked.
That was what it basically flustered the team.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, that just, when I read that, I was like, oh, my, I could barely finish the article. I was so mad. Right, because.
You're mad at the guy for winning?
Well, that's the thing, right? Is it all about winning, or is it about
playing by the rules?
But I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like, I feel, on the one hand, I don't want people telling me what to do. But on the other hand, it's like, there's a certain expectation.
Well, maybe this is the thing. If maybe you will always root for the good guy, you know, in a sense. Like, in the story of David and Goliath, you start out with the fact that Goliath's a bad guy.
Okay. You know?
And so, when David beats him by breaking the rules, so to speak, you're sort of like, ha ha, clever David, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But here you don't really have a Goliath in that sense. All you have is a guy changing the rules, playing by he's not even changing the rules. He's changing a tradition. He's playing within the rules.
Well, see, what the thing is, and the thing is, that's kind of the point that's what upset me, right? Because it's like, the rule is not that you don't have to play half-court press. Like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But everybody does that. It's not a rule, it's just that
it's conformity.
It's an understanding.
Well.
You know? It's just like when you walk down the street, you don't have to walk a comfortable distance from anybody. You know, like if it's just you and somebody else, like, you know, if I'm walking down the street and there's only two people on the street, you know, we're walking kind of in the same direction, maybe I'll slow up a little bit, give that guy a little buffer. Just why not, you know, like, because, you know, it's just like two people on this entire street. That's the entire, like, we're all on the sidewalk and like just the two of us. Mm-hmm. Why am I walking 3 feet from you? That's weird.
But in that case, there's nothing that you want to gain. In the basketball and then David and Goliath case, David wants to win. The basketball team wants to win. And they might be disadvantaged compared to a more talented team.
No, you're right. And naturally talented. I mean, that's the point. And that's why they did really well.
Right.
But it kind of, I mean, like, the thing is, like, for example, from maybe a couple weeks ago where I went to that concert and people just kind of pushed themselves up to the front.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I'm standing here. You know, I've kind of, like, set myself up to where I want to be. Mm-hmm. The social convention is you give me a little bit of, like, space. You know, I'd like maybe like a foot in front of me and a foot to the left, a foot to the right.
Right.
There's no rule. It's not a law.
Right.
But now that you've done this, like, I have to move. And I mean, I can't get mad at you because, no, it's not illegal. It's just weird. Like, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I want to stand here. But what about me?